ज्ञानतिमरन्द्रस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरन्मीतं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। And just as a mini footnote to yesterday we talked about Srivas Thakur. It was his appearance day yesterday. But one thing about Srivas Thakur is that he is of the, in the Leela, older generation, if you like. And Srivas Thakur's wife was Malini. And in one way, Malini was another mother to Nimai Pandit. So they were in the older generation in that sense, and Srivas Thakur and Advaita Acharya, they were friends and chanting the glories of the holy name and reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, etc., before Mahaprabhu's appearance. So they were of that generation which were prayerful for the Lord to descend. So Srivas Thakur, he lived near to the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi, and more or less Malini was a second mother to him from the very time that he appeared to Nimai Sundar, from the time he appeared. So this just little extra thing about Srivas Thakur that we did not mention yesterday. So reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, our life and soul. And it is chapter number 4 of Madhya Leela, Sri Madhavendra Puri's devotional service. So, we'll read from here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been glorifying Madhavendra Puri. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has been glorifying Madhavendra Puri. So we join Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita today on verse 170. And I wasn't here when you last read it. If we're covering one or two verses you already heard, no problem. It's a revision for that and puts us in, because I see it's a logical place where it's been stopped. It puts us into the scene, sets the scene for what is taking place right now. Shri Mukhe Madhava Purira Amrita Charita Bhakta Gane Shunaya Prabhu Kore Ashvadita. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally praised the nectarian characteristics of Madhavendra Puri. And while he related all this to the devotees, he personally relished it himself. Prabhu Kohe. What does Prabhu Kohe mean? Huh? Prabhu said. And who is Prabhu? Generally in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when it says Prabhu Kohe, it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is Mahaprabhu said. So Prabhu Kohe Nityananda Koraha Vichara Puri Samma Bhagyavana Jagate Nahi Ara. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Nityananda Prabhu to judge whether there was anyone within the world as fortunate as Madhavendra Puri. Dukta dana chale Krishna jahare deka dila tina bare swapne asi jahare agya kaila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Madhavendra Puri was so fortunate that Krishna personally appeared before him on the plea of delivering milk. Three times the Lord gave orders to Madhavendra Puri in dreams. Three times. three times the Lord gave orders to Madhavendra Puri in dreams. And the three times were? Yes? Yes. Purport. Oh dear, no purport.
But did we reach the point when he went to Jagannath Puri?
Prabhu, I've just started reading this part. I'd have to refresh what is being said before, because I have just arrived on the scene. So I was asking you for information. We shall continue reading and things will become clear to us. So Mahaprabhu is still speaking and he's speaking with Nityananda Prabhu. Mahaprabhu is still speaking and he's saying, Jara prema vashahoya prakata hoila seva angikara kori jagata tarila. Being obliged because of the loving affairs of Madhavendra Puri, Lord Krishna himself appeared as the Gopal deity and accepted his service. He liberated the whole world. He, capital H, liberated the whole world. Yara lagi Gopinatha kshira koila churi ataiva nama hoila kshira chora kori. On account of Madhavendra Puri, Lord Gopinath stole the pot of sweet rice. Thus the Lord became famous as Kshir Chora, the thief who stole the sweet rice. Karpura Chandanayara Ange Charayila Anande Puri Gosaira Prema Uttalila. Madhavendra Puri smeared the sandalwood pulp over the body of Gopinath. And in this way, he was overpowered with love of Godhead. Mlecha deshe kapura chandana anite janjala puri dukkha pabe iha janya gopala. In the province of India, governed by the Muslims, there was much inconvenience in travelling with sandalwood and camphor. Because of this, Madhavendra Puri might have got into trouble. This became known to the Gopal deity. Mahadaya Maya Prabhu Bhakata Vatsala Chandana Puri Bhakta Shrama Karila Chandana Puri Bhakta Shrama Karila Safala. The Lord is very merciful and attached to his devotees. So when Gopinath was covered with sandalwood pulp, Madhavendra Puri's labor became successful. So all that was Mahaprabhu speaking to Nityananda. Now, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj is narrating. Purira prema parakashta karaha vichara Alaukika prema chitte lage chamatkara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed the standard of Madhavendra Puri's intense love before Nityananda Prabhu for judgment. Mahaprabhu saying, all his loving activities are uncommon, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Indeed, one is struck with wonder to hear of his activities. and a short purport by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, purport. When the living entity feels spiritual separation from Krishna, Krishna Viraha, then he has achieved the prime success of life. When one becomes disinterested in material things, he is simply experiencing the other side of attraction for material things. However, feeling separation from Krishna and engaging in the service of the Lord to fulfill his mission constitute the best example of love of Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to point out the intense love of Krishna exhibited by Madhavendra Puri. All Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees later followed in the footsteps of Madhavendra Puri, serving the Lord without personal considerations. So the point in the purport being that just to be detached from material things and not to have any possessiveness, not to own anything, all these things, that's just the other side of attachment to material things. But here, Madhavendra Puri, it's not that he's detached from everything, that's his only quality. But rather, his main quality is his devotion to Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada's first sentence there was, when the living entity feels separation from Krishna, Krishna Viraha, he has achieved the prime success of life. And back to the text, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continuing, Paramavirakta Mauni Savatra Uddasini Gramyavata Bhaye Dvitiya Sangahina. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, Sri Madhavendra Puri used to remain alone. Sri Madhavendra Puri used to remain alone. He was completely renounced and always very silent. He was uninterested in everything material, and for fear of talking about mundane things, he always lived without a companion. But remember, he is Madhavendra Puri. Hena Janna Gopalera Agyamrita Paya Sahasra Krosha Asi Bulle Chandana Magina. After receiving the transcendental orders of Gopal, this great personality travelled thousands of miles just to collect sandalwood by begging. And how did he travel thousands of miles? By walking. And by walking means they have to cross jungles, lands of tigers and poisonous snakes and wild boars, wild dogs, all sorts of things, jackals, all sorts of things you get in the wild. And Mlecha Desha. Even when Mahaprabhu the Lord himself, when he's travelling from Puri, when he's intending to go to Vrindavan, that time the devotees are making arrangement because of the dangers of walking through Mlecha Desha, where there is no guarantee for the safety of anyone. Yes. Yes. And so to travel thousands of miles in order to fulfill the Lord's desire, then he's traveling those miles by foot through all these places and just relying on the Lord. And then he collected that sandalwood by begging, and then he's fearlessly going to take that sandalwood, valuable, very valuable things, back from Puri to Vrindavan, to Govardhan, to the Gopal deity. And he, at that time, he got the papers, just like today we have to get papers for various things, permit for the customs to go so many borders between Puri and Vrindavan. But he fearlessly is starting to take that. And then Gopal understands, he sees, oh, okay, there is danger to bring. I have seen Madhavendra Puri's behavior is perfect, without any fear, only engaging in my service out of love. He's doing all this. And then in Ramuna, on his way back towards Govardhan, then Gopal again came to him in a dream and said, no need to bring this sandalwood all the way back here. My body is the same as Gopinath's body there in Ramuna. You arrange for his body to be smeared daily with this sandalwood, and my bodily temperature will come down by that. So out of his compassion and seeing the perfect behavior, surrender of his devotee, Gopal made that arrangement. Although Madhavendra Puri was hungry, he would not beg food to eat. Excuse me, I missed the Bengali verse. So this is Mahaprabhu still speaking. Bhokke rohe tabu anna magina na khaya henna janna chandana bhara bahi laya jaya. Although Madhavendra Puri was hungry, he would not beg food to eat. This renounced person carried a load of sandalwood for the sake of Sri Gopal. Manika chandana tolla visheka karpura Gopale paraiba e ananda prachura. Without considering his personal comforts, Madhavendra Puri carried 1 mound, about 82 pounds. In kilos of sandalwood and 20 tolas, about 8 ounces of camphor, to smear over the body of Gopal. This transcendental pleasure was sufficient for Madhavendra Puri to carry those things, to take them. Huh? He was very old. It's 82 pounds, and normally, keen to see, weight, pounds. Kilos. 37 kilos. And you see, on the aeroplane, you're allowed 15 kilos or 20 kilos on the generous airlines. But a 20-kilo bag is a substantial bag to carry. So this is all practically double that. Huh?
Overweight.
Hare Krishna. So, this transcendental pleasure was sufficient for Madhavendra Puri. He was fully satisfied. Utkalera danira ke chandana dekina taha era illa rajapatra dekhaya. Since there were restrictions against taking the sandalwood out of the Orissa province, Then the toll official confiscated the stock. But Madhavendra Puri showed him the release papers given by the government, and he consequently escaped difficulties. Mlecha Desha Durapata Jagati Apara Kemate Chandana Nibba Nahi E Vichara. Madhavendra Puri was not at all anxious during the long journey to Vrindavan through the provinces governed by the Muslims and filled with unlimited numbers of watchmen. What is the word for watchman? Jagati. Jagati. Sange ekkavatta nahi ghati dhanna dite tatapi utsaha bara chandana laya jayite. Although Madhavendra Puri did not have a farthing with him, a cent with him, or a paisa with him, whatever it may be, he was not afraid to pass by the toll officers. His only enjoyment was in carrying the load of sandalwood to Vrindavan for Gopal. Pragada premera esva bhava achara nija dukkha vignadira nakore vichara. This is the natural result of intense love of Godhead. The devotee does not consider personal inconveniences or impediments. In all circumstances, he wants to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It is natural for those who have developed intense love for Krishna not to care for personal inconvenience and impediments. Such devotees are simply determined to execute the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his representative, the spiritual master. In all circumstances, even amidst the greatest dangers, they undeviatingly carry on with great determination. This definitely proves the intense love of the servitor. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.8, Tatenu kampansu samikshamanaha, that those who seriously desire to get free from the clutches of material existence, who have developed intense love for Krishna, are worthy candidates for going back home, back to Godhead. An intense lover of Krishna does not care for any number of material discomforts, scarcity, impediments, or unhappiness. It is said that when one sees apparent unhappiness or distress in a perfect Vaishnava, then it is not at all unhappiness for him. Rather, it is transcendental bliss. In the Shikshastakam, verse 8, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also instructed, Ashlishyava pada ratang pinashtumam. The intense lover of Krishna is never deviated from his service, despite all difficulties and impediments brought before him. Back to the text, but it's Mahaprabhu speaking with none other than Nityananda. Mahaprabhu speaking with Nityananda. And we are eavesdropping on their conversation. Eitar gara prema loke dekhaite Gopal taryagya dila chandana anite. Sri Gopal wanted to show how intensely Madhavendra Puri loved Krishna. Therefore the Lord asked him to go to Neelachala to fetch sandalwood and camphor. Bahu parishrame chandana remuna anila ananda barila mane dukkana ganila. With great trouble and after much labor, Madhavendrapuri brought the load of sandalwood to Remuna. However, he was still very pleased. However, despite all this trouble, he was still very pleased, and he discounted all the difficulties. Pariksha korite gopala koila agyadana, pariksha koriya shesha hoila dayavana. To test the love of Madhavendra Puri, Gopal, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, ordered him to bring sandalwood from Neelachala. That's Puri. And when Madhavendra Puri passed this examination, the Lord became very merciful to him. A bhakti bhakta priya Krishna vyavahara bhujiteo amasabara nahi adhikara. Mahaprabhu saying, still, such behavior exhibited in loving service between the devotee and the devotee's lovable object, Sri Krishna, is transcendental. It is not possible for a common man to understand. Common men do not even have the capacity. So, this Mahaprabhu has been talking up until now, and now Krishnadas Kaviraj is narrating. Ettaballi pare prabhu tara krita shloka jay shloka chandre jagat karyache aloka. After saying this, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read the famous verse of Madhavendra Puri. That verse is just like the moon. It has spread illumination all over the world. Ghashite ghashite jaiche malaya shara gandha bhare taiche eshlokera vichara. Continuous rubbing increases the aroma of Malaya sandalwood. Similarly, consideration of this verse increases one's understanding of its importance. Ratnagana madhye jaiche kaushtubamani rasakavya madhye taiche eshloka gani. As the kaushtubamani, the special gem, is considered the most precious of valuable stones, this verse is similarly considered the best of poems dealing with the mellows of devotional service. E shloka kahiya chena radha takurani thara kripaya spuriyache madhavendravani. Actually, this verse was spoken by Srimati Radharani herself, and by her mercy only was it manifest in the words of Madhavendra Puri. Kiba Gaura Chandra Iha Kare Asvadana Iha Asvaditeara Nahi Chauta Jana. Only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has tasted the poetry of this verse. No fourth man is capable of understanding it. Purport. This indicates that only Srimati Radharani, Madhavendra Puri and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are capable of understanding the purport of this verse. Shesha kale e shloka patite patite Siddha prapti hoila purira shlokira sahite. Madhavendra Puri recited this verse again and again at the end of his material existence. Thus uttering this verse, he attained the ultimate goal of life. And the verse is, Aidina dayadra nata he, matura nata kadava lokyase, ridayang tvad aloka katarang, daita brahmyati king karomyaham. Quote, O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? End of quote. And a purport by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Purport. The uncontaminated devotee who strictly depend, devotees who strictly depend on the Vedanta philosophy are divided into four sampradayas or transcendental parties. Out of the four sampradayas, the Sri Madhavacharya sampradaya was adopted by Madhavendra Puri. Thus he took sannyas according to parampara, the disciplic succession. Beginning from Madhvacharya down to the spiritual master of Madhavendra Puri, the acharya named Lakshmipati, there was no realization of devotional service in conjugal love. Beginning from Madhvacharya down to the spiritual... Beginning from Madhvacharya down to the spiritual master of Madhavendra Puri, whose name was the Acharya Lakshmipati, so from there to there, there was no realization of devotional service in conjugal love. Okay. Sri Madhavendra Puri introduced the conception of conjugal love for the first time in the Madhvacharya Sampradaya. And this conclusion of Madhvacharya Sampradaya was revealed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he toured South India and met the Tattvavadis, who supposedly belonged to the Madhvacharya Sampradaya. When Sri Krishna left Vrindavan and accepted the kingdom of Mathura, Srimati Radharani, out of ecstatic feelings of separation, expressed how Krishna can be loved in separation. Thus, devotional service in separation is central in this verse that we just read. Worship in separation is considered by the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya, our Sampradaya, to be the topmost level of devotional service. According to this conception, the devotee thinks himself as very poor and neglected by the Lord. Thus he addresses the Lord as Dina Dayadra Nata, as did Madhavendra Puri. Such ecstatic feeling is the highest form of devotional service. Because Krishna had gone to Mathura, Srimati Radharani was very much affected, and she expressed herself thus, saying, My dear Lord, because of your separation, my mind has become overly agitated. Now tell me, what can I do? I am very poor and you are very merciful. So kindly have compassion upon me and let me know when I shall see you. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always expressing the ecstatic emotions of Srimati Radharani that she exhibited when she saw Uddhava in Vrindavan. Similar feelings experienced by Madhavendra Puri are expressed in this verse. Therefore, Vaishnavas in the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya say that the ecstatic feelings experienced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during his appearance came from Sri Madhavendra Puri through Ishvara Puri. All the devotees in the line of the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya accept these principles of devotional service. Anyway, it's wonderful to hear this. This is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. And we know that this verse and this subject is discussed by Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev very reverentially and very carefully, very guarded, that it is a highest ideal that we are worshipping. But this is the hallmark of the Gaudiya. Gaudiya, the Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. This is the hallmark that's come from Madhavendra Puri Pad through Ishvara Puri and in our Sampradaya until today. But we are reading their words. We are reading the words of our guardians.
Guru Maharaj, he's saying, not the thief.
Not?
He's not saying four men, I understand. He's having only four men to understand the meaning of the sword.
No.
Guru Maharaj is saying five. Do you remember who was the thief?
Please remind me. But here it's saying no fourth man.
Right, but Guru Maharaj is adding one more.
That Krishna Das Kaviraj must have understood it to present it. That is what I recall. That would need verification from Goswami Maharaj. But my recollection is Guru Maharaj told that in a hidden way that Krishna Das Kaviraj must have understood it in order to present it. And Srila Gurudev also indicated, and Guru Maharaj, we know, understood the whole. So these are all extra things which whether we are at liberty to say them, I do not know. To hear from Gurudev and Guru Maharaj, but to hear from Mahananda, I'm not sure. As we remember them and understand them, we shall go back to the safety of the words of Srila Vrindavan Das, of Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And are we overrunning anything? 7:40. So Krishna Das Kaviraj is words, but they are his words. It's not Mahaprabhu speaking, he's narrating here. E shloka parite prabhu hoyala Murchite premete vivasha hoya padila bhumite. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited this verse, he immediately fell to the ground unconscious. That's the effect it had on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu fell to the ground unconscious. He was overwhelmed and had no control over himself. Aste vyaste kole kori nila nityananda krandana kariya tave utte gorachandra. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell to the ground in ecstatic love, Lord Nityananda quickly took him on his lap, crying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then got up again. Premon mada hoila utti itti utti dhaya hunkara karaye hase khande nache gaya. And you can guess some of the meaning of that. Exhibiting ecstatic emotions, the Lord began to run here and there, making resounding sounds. Sometimes he laughed, and sometimes he cried, and sometimes he danced and sang. Na chegaya. Aidina, aidina, bole bara bara, kantena nishare vani netre ashudhara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not recite the whole verse. He simply said, aidina, aidina, repeatedly. Thus he could not speak, and profuse tears were in his eyes. Kampasveda pulashru stamba vaivarnya nirveda vishada jarya garva harsha dainya. Trembling, perspiration, jubilant tears, shock, fading of the bodily luster, disappointment, moroseness, loss of memory, pride, joy, and humility were all visible in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. Ei shloke ughadila premera kapata gopinata sevaka deke prabhura premanata. This verse uncovered the door of ecstatic love. And when it was exhibited, all the servants of Gopinath saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dance in ecstasy. Lokera sanghat dekhi prabhura bhaya hoila thakurera bhogasari arati bajila. When many people crowded around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he regained his external senses. In the meantime, the offering to the deity had been finished, and there was a resounding arati performance. So they're in Ramuna, and they're hearing this. And we can say humbly that also, really, we can have some little remembrance of being in Ramuna with Gurudev, the noon arati. The noon bhoga offering, noon aarti, taking prasad with Gurudev at the Ramuna temple. It means super sweet. Yes, with Gurudev in Ramuna at that temple. Fortunately for us, then when we drive from, not Navadvip, but from Calcutta, Calcutta is the starting point, getting an early morning start from Calcutta, and we drive to Puri, Ramuna is very fortunately convenient lunch, like at lunch time when you come to Ramuna, and had the fortune to drive Gurudev and to be there for lunch with Gurudev in Ramuna. Infinite, I believe. It is sweetly large enough to have a nice gathering of devotees, is my memory, and quite open air, unspoiled, if you like. My memory of it is that memory. Yes, village life. And nearby is Madhavendra Puri's Samadhi Mandir. His Samadhi is there. But particularly I remember the honouring prasadam there. And we are just sitting literally side by side and sitting on the ground. And we drove in the car, so we are only our car group. Our car group. It was Aravinda Lochan, Purnananda Prabhu, and that... the lady from Australia, Jayalalita Devidasi. And I met her in Australia. She came to the temple. I don't know. I don't believe so. I don't remember that part. But we were there. But how intensely she remembers many things from that trip, also going to Puri, being in Puri, going to the Konark temple with Gurudev. Very sweet pastimes with Gurudev. Very, very sweet pastimes with Gurudev. That was the year of the installation of Nitai Chaitanya Dev in Puri. So we are drifting away. Okay. Hare Krishna. Well, just see. Thakure Shayana Karaya Pujari Hoila Bahira Prabhura Age Anidila Prasada Barakshira. Guess what? When the deities were laid down to rest, the priest came out of the temple and offered all 12 pots of sweet rice to the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kshiradekhi Mahaprabhura Ananda Barila Bhaktagane Kayoyaite Panchakshira Laila. When all the pots of sweet rice, the remnants left by Gopinath, were placed before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became very happy. In order to feed the devotees, he accepted 5 of the pots. Shatakshira pujarike bahudiya dila panchakshira panchajane vantiya kaila. The 7 remaining pots were pushed forward and delivered to the priest. Then the 5 pots of sweet rice the Lord had accepted were distributed among the 5 devotees and they ate the prasadam. Now, you've been reading this before me, so you can tell me who are the 5 devotees. Nityananda is one we know talking to. And? I'm asking you, so don't... I need reminding who was with Mahaprabhu when they were... at this part. All right, we'll have to. Oh, is there a purport? No. Okay, we'll do some homework after the class to be sure we've got the right 5 devotees. Maybe we'll find out. Let's keep on reading a little bit. We're right at the end of the chapter. Gopinath. Oh no, this is the deity, not Gopinath. Okay. Gopinath Rupe Jadi Karyachina Bojana Bhakti Dekayite Koila Prasada Bhakshana. Being identical with the Gopinath deity, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already tasted and eaten the pots of sweet rice. Yet, just to manifest devotional service, he again ate the pots of sweet rice as a devotee. Nama Sankirtane Se Ratri Gonaila Mangala Arati Deki Prabhati Chalila. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed that night at the temple engaged in congregational chanting. In the morning, after seeing the Mangala Arati ceremony, then he departed. In this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally tasted with his own mouth the transcendental qualities of Gopalaji, Gopinath, and Sri Madhavendra Puri. Oops, I missed the Bengali. Gopala Gopinath Puri Gosaira Guna Bhakta Sange Sri Mukhe Prabhu Koila Asvadana. Actually, sometimes it's nice to read the translation first because we can catch some of them in. Next verse. Eta akyane kohila dohara mahima prabhura bhakta vatsala ara bhakta prema sima. Thus I have described both the transcendental glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's affection for his devotees and the highest limit of ecstatic love of God. Shraddha yukta hoya iha shune je jana Shri Krishna charane se paya prema dhana. One who hears this narration with faith and devotion attains the treasure of love of Godhead at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. And the last verse is, Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pare Yara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kohe Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, Sri Raghunath Das, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. And I am fortunate to have the opportunity to read this today with an appreciating audience. To read alone and to read with devotees, to hear alone, to hear with devotees. We want to always be with the devotees. And stay tuned, return tomorrow, because tomorrow more wonderful activities. The activities of Sakshi Gopal. Jai Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Jai Sri La Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. And Jai Sri Vishwaranya Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, by whose grace we have this opportunity to read these devotional books in devotional way. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Hari Hari Bom. No, now is an opportunity for somebody else to lead Hari Haraya Nama Krishna from China. Can you lead Hari Haraya Nama Krishna kindly? Yeah.